Blog Talk Radio. Dragon. Jimmy Garrett. Wally Pendoroni.
Could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Thank you. folks, it's lunchtime, and Black Noise Radio is not over. Yes, we have 90 seconds left in this episode. However, we will continue this good groove with Black Noise Sounds at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so I need to go grab me some lunch because it's already queued up and ready to go. Black Noise Sounds is an extension of Black Noise Radio. Today's episode, which is actually the second episode because we had Black Noise Radio yesterday at 2 p.m., will be attributed to the memory and the disc jockey personality. We're going to talk about that, of Bob Perlocha, formerly of NPR, K-Jazz, all the jazz greats, Bob Perlocha Show. He passed 2015. You might have heard his voice, but you never really paid attention, because it's just jazz, so it's coming up. We opened up the set with arrangement from Quincy Jones. Horns, certainly. Trumpet, Miles Davis. Blues for Pablo. Harry Connick Jr., Frank Sinatra. It had to be you. Remember, Frank Sinatra rarely, if ever, recorded with someone in the studio. You had to do that remotely. And I know this was done remotely, but that's a nice track. It had to be you. And we closed out with John Coltrane, a few of my favorite things. We'll be back at 2 p.m. Black Noise Sounds. I'm going to go grab some lunch, drink a couple of beers. Hope you come back and join us. You can listen in. 646-564-9831. And we are working on how to get all that website information up as we post this exiting episode. Thank you. Black Noise Radio is over. Black Noise Sounds continue 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.